News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The impeachment trial against former U.S. President Donald Trump will start the week of February the 8th, now that the article of impeachment has been formally presented to the U.S. Senate. President Joe Biden weighs in, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Biden said he didn't think enough Republican senators would vote for impeachment to convict Trump, but told CNN late Monday the trial has to happen, while acknowledging the effect it could have on his agenda, like getting the COVID relief package passed. Biden said there would be a worse effect if it didn't happen. Republicans have been easing off their criticism of the former president and shunning calls to convict him over the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol, questioning whether Trump's repeated demands to overturn the election really amounted to incitement. I'm Julie Walker.
Last week, the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure of equitable delivery of vaccines among rich and poor nations. This week, he warns that it would be also an economic failure. Now, John Denton is the Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce. He explained the economic risks.
So if you actually want to actually fix your own economy, you're actually going to have to get involved in fixing the global economy. And part of that is ensuring that global vaccines flow globally and equitably. This is not an act of charity. This is economic common sense. If you want to ensure that the trillions and the hundreds of billions that you are spending on domestic stimulus is actually more than ephemeral, you need to ensure it's durable. It can only be durable if you actually also support access to vaccines and vaccinations and therapeutics in the developing world as well, across the globe.
He called on governments such as the U.S., Japan, and Canada to do more. This is VOA News. Coronavirus.